1320 WILS, 650 now. You've heard about service dogs. Well, now there's this new thing happening out there, fake service dogs. People putting the little jackets on their dogs so they can take them wherever they want. Meanwhile, they're not actually service dogs. Someone who doesn't like any of this is Shannon Walker. She is, she heads Northwest Battle Buddies. It's a nonprofit that provides free service dogs for veterans with PTSD. Shannon, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, and where are you based exactly?
We are in Battleground, Washington.
Okay, is that near Seattle somewhere?
Yeah, about two hours from Seattle, a half hour from Portland, Oregon. Yeah,
and how long have you been training service dogs?
I've been a professional dog trainer for 20 years. I founded Northwest Battle Buddies 5.5 years ago, training service dogs. We have provided 45 professionally trained service dogs to combat veterans free of charge in the last 5.5 years, and it's just been awesome.
How much training does it take?
Our dogs go through a minimum of 7 months to a year of training, where they're trained by a professional handler, and then we have our veterans come in once they're paired. Prior to them leaving with their dog, they train for 6 weeks with us, 5 days a week, and they pass testing before they are gifted that dog. The dogs cost us about $25,000, but they're 100% free to our American heroes, and we are completely privately funded. And then our veterans are also, the teams are, once they've passed all their testing and go home with their dog, they're required to continue to recertify 6 months and then even a year later and every year after that to keep accountability and to keep their dogs trained with the excellence that we require and to make sure that that dog serves them the way that they deserve to be served.
And the service dog, I mean, you've trained dogs, you said, for 20 years. I'm sure that you can train a dog to be incredibly well-behaved. What makes a service dog special beyond that?
Well, not only is the service dog trained, it's not just obedience, but the dog is trained how to navigate the outside world as far as everything that the handler may encounter. But the dogs also wake our veterans up from night terrors, which is just unbelievable. In fact, one of our veterans said it best. They said that his service dog has done more for his ability to sleep and have quality of sleep than all the 16 different medications that the VA had put him on. And not only does the dog wake him up from night terrors, but offers that consistent reassurance directly afterwards.
How does a dog know that there's a night terror happening?
Well, because it's obvious whether they're sweating, they have a chemical, biological change in their body that the dogs sense. And the dogs wake them up either licking their face, standing on top of them, pressure, on the body. I mean, it just depends on the personality of the service dog, how they wake them up, but they do. And then they're there for them. And then even through the daytime when the veteran is awake, they might start to have a panic attack. And that dog will get up in their lap,
And it can sense
that moment,
the dogs,
lick their hands, lick their face.
Yeah, you're saying the dog senses that by smell and sight of some kind? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it does. What happens is when they go to a panic attack, anxiety happens and they have a chemical change in the body when they start to have a panic attack. Yeah. And it can be much like whether it's diabetic change or epilepsy and different chemical changes in the bodies, the dogs are that in tune, as well as the dogs provide practical, assistance such as bracing for balance or being a social barrier with the public. I mean, it depends on what the veteran's individual needs are, as well as just the practical sense of the size of the dog and the different personalities of the dog.
Yeah, so how do you pick a dog that's going to be a service dog? Is there a personality you're looking for?
There are definite traits we're looking for. All of our dogs that we provide are 2 years or less and are very healthy to ensure a long quality service life. But they have to be very social and very guidable, and they have to be non-reactive. I mean, and then what we do is we look at the lifestyle of the veteran, and I've been doing this a long time, and so I just have a lot of experience at matching the right temperament, the right energy level, the right size, and what the veteran might need. And we pair the dogs up that way, and I, knowing the dogs through the months and months of training and then studying all the information that we get from the veteran, we pretty much have the dogs picked, and we have them paired together in my mind prior to meeting them. And then, of course, once they meet them, we make sure that I was correct in my feeling, and for the most part, they you know, it's we're right
it's
on. And if
connection,
not,
yeah.
then we make those adjustments quickly
yeah.
because the pairing of the right dog with the handler is imperative to the success of the team.
Yeah, it's got to be quite a moment when the dog and the handler see each mm-hmm. other, you know?
You know what? It's magic. It's, you know, it might be met with just out, you know, laughter and joy as they greet, but it also might be met with just tears where the veteran wraps their arms around that dog's neck and that dog, you know, and he might be crying and that dog immediately just starts licking his face. You know, it can go one way or the other, but it's just amazing.
And that's on the first meeting, you're saying, the first time they encounter each other.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and truly that's where healing and change begins for the veteran, and that's what it's all about.
Shannon,
it's for us to be able to.
Yeah, no question. Shannon Walker with us. Unfortunately, we just have a couple minutes here. Find her, by the way, northwestbattlebuddies.org. I need to ask you about this thing that's happening, these fake service dogs. Why is this happening out there?
Well, you know, people who don't really need a service dog or who are not really disabled are finding it a novelty to take their pet out in public. And I will tell you, there isn't anybody that truly needs and requires a service dog that would ever choose to take. It's not a novelty. They need that dog to be able to have a life of freedom and independence. And, you know, and the public has found out that there wasn't a lot of regulations about it. So, therefore, it's being abused. The system is being abused.
So what are people doing? What, do they buy some equipment for the dog, something like that? Or?
They do. You can go online and buy vests. You can go online and buy cards. You don't even have to carry proof that your dog is a service dog out in public. It's actually against the law to ask for proof. The public can ask two questions. The business owners can ask, is the dog trained? No, is the dog a service animal required for a disability, and what is that dog trained to do for you? Those are the only two questions that a business owner can ask. But I will say this, regardless whether it's a trained service dog or a fake service dog, if the dog is unruly, the laws are in place for businesses to have the ability to kick those dogs out of the businesses.
Hmm.
The law is already on the business owner's side if they would just be aware of the law.
Interesting. Have you ever seen an unruly trained service dog?
Almost every day I go out in public with our dogs, yes.
Now, because a service dog is trained, right, to be very precise in its behavior. What triggers a service dog to go off the course?
Well, our dogs don't, because they are very, very well trained. Even if we're walking through a mall or a restaurant and we have dogs that will just bark and go off mm-hmm. and act like they want to attack our dogs, the fake service dogs, they lose control because those dogs are not trained. Or they don't have temperament genetically to even handle the stimulation of the outside world. But a trained service dog, our service dogs, do not even react to those dogs when we meet them in public.
Hmm. Now, do they need to be, you said there's some refreshers that happen every once in a while, is that right?
Yes, we require our handlers 6 months, once they go through the process and the 6 weeks of training that we require, once they leave, then they are required 6 months later to recertify, and then another 6 months to recertify, and every year after that.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be able to continue to pass testing to show that they are maintaining these dogs with the standard we require. Because, you know, these dogs are not robots. They're live mm-hmm. animals, and they have to be maintained a certain way in order for that dog to be able to serve the veteran the way mm-hmm. that they need to.
Is there an age where a service dog can't really do its what it needs to do?
No, I don't think so. As long as the dog is healthy and mobile. You know, we always want to do what's best for the dog itself, but that's one of the reasons we start with dogs that are 2 years or less and already have a good health check. But, you know, we're hoping that dog will serve 8 to 10 years.
No.
But obviously, if the dog can't keep up with the veteran, then it's time for retirement.
Have you had any of the dogs you've trained have to retire at this point? Or?
No, but we actually have had some veterans pass away due to natural causes, and some of those dogs are still young enough in the family. You know, we just had one re-gifted back to the organization to serve a Vietnam veteran who was 79. And even though it was heartbreaking for the family to let the dog go, but they knew that their husband would love for that dog to be able to go ahead and serve a brother in arms. And so we actually are doing that right now.
Shannon Walker, she is the founder of Northwest Battle Buddies. It's northwestbattlebuddies.org. Thank you very much, Shannon.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Yep. This is 1320 WYLS. We're back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Have a good night. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.